Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. We learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed 2 days of Yom Tov. We have to remember this Mishnah is part of a series, because after we do this Mishnah, you know, I'll lift my phone there. If I'm not going to take it now, I'm going to forget my phone. Right, we'll dip it on my phone. I'm going to lose my phone. That's all I need, right? Losing my mind, right? Okay, so we are up to Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph after the Mishnah. This Mishnah is part of a series. The Gemara here is going to tell us that we have two Mishnahs. One Mishnah discussed is 2 days Yom Tov, Shabbos back to Yom Tov, and the next Mishnah is going to teach us about 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So right now we're discussing, and each one has its own set of rules. Most of us are familiar with the idea that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Adich, that's one Kedusha. New idea on the floor, it's good. So far, so good. So most of us are familiar with the concept that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arichta. Yom Tif, I think most of us assume that 2 days Yom Tif are two separate Kiddushas. L'choy, that's how we paskin. We paskin, even if I'm not mistaken, when it comes to two days Rosh Hashanah, in the Ikar Hadin, it's two separate Kiddushas. So Chumra, this halacha that is Yom Arichta. No, they're both their abundance. What do you mean? They're both their abundance.
On Rosh Hashanah, 1 day is the
rice,
the Kedusha, the
rice,
1 day is the Kedusha.
So Yom Tov, 1 day is the rice, and the second day is only the Rabbanan. Sekadiyama, the Zolbazach, it's the same thing. Halacha Lamaisa, we paskin, Meikar had, you look carefully in the Mepharshim, in the Rishayim, in the Mepharshim, that both 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and 2 days Yom Tov are two separate Kedushas. We have Chumrois with regard to Rosh Hashanah that we treat as 1 day, one Kedusha, Yoyma Arichta. So Rosh Hashanah, Halacha L'Maaseh, is a shtickle of both. But we learn the Gemara, the Erevin, you learn the Mishnah, you're shocked to learn that when it comes to 2 days Yom Tov, I mean Shabbos Yom Tov. Shabbos Yom Tov back to back. The Mishnah here is Mechadish, according to the Rabban. Chumrah, we're going to assume it's going to be one Kedusha. So now the Gemara says, that's they might have to keep going that in mind. We're discussing specifically Shabbos Yom Tov. So here the Gemara right away says, Luruchachas Maininu. When the Rabbanan came along in the Mishnah, let's show you outside. According to the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer is the person who can make a double Erev. You can make an Erev for the first day, let's assume it's Yom Tov Shabbos. For Yom Tov Mizrach Shabbos Marif, or vice versa. Or Yom Tov, I want to go Mizrach, and Shabbos, I want to be Kibnei Iri. I don't want to go anywhere. You can make two separate Eruvin. Because Rabbi Eliezer clearly holds that Yom Tov Shabbos, or Shabbos, Yom Tov are two separate kedushas. If they're two separate kedushas, lechatchila, you can make for yourself two separate eruvin. Hay luchud v'hay luchud. The rabbanon came along and they rejected. No way. Only make one eruv. The way, the words, the terminology the rabbanon used to reject Rabbi Eliezer was two different statements. I'll read you the words of the Mishnah, middle of the Mishnah. Oy mo arev leruach achas le'enim arv kolikar. Make your erev in one direction, only east, or don't do it at all. Oy, and then the second way the rabbanon rejected was oy mo arev l'shnei yamim oy enim arv kolikar. Make the erev for both days. No such thing as making an error for 1 day. So the Gemara is disturbed. Why? The Mishnah is very precise. We don't waste any words in the Mishnah. Why was it when the Rabbanan came along to reject the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, did they repeat themselves and makes two statements which seemingly are identical? Gemara, L'ruach achas, when the Rabbanan said you only make it in one direction and not in two directions, Ma'inihu, what does that mean? L'shnei yamim. It basically means that you can go east both days, Yom Tov and Shabbos, Shabbos Yom Tov. One direction. Don't go and start playing games and go east and west. L'shnei yamim, when they made the second statement for 2 days, Ma'inihu, when they said you have to make it for 2 days, don't break it up, it means L'ruach achas. On both days, you only can go in the same direction. Ha'inu kamayinu. Maisa. So the Rabbanim basically are repeating themselves, they're saying exactly the same thing twice. So what's going on? The Gemara answers, Hachi Ka'amri, this the Hachim Rabban Rabbeliezer, here's the answer, Yatamoidishain Marvin Enachanam. It is much more, something much deeper. What the Rabban are coming, they're coming to give away their reason. Yatamoid, don't you moide? She'ain Marvin Liyoim Echot, Chetzio Litzaf, Mechetzio Lidaram, don't you admit to us that let's say we have only one day, we have one day Shabbos, so one day Yom Tov. It's impossible to make two Eruvin for one day, and until 6 o'clock go east, and from 6 until 12, and then the next 6 hours till 12, whatever, from 12 to the end, go west. Omar Lohenu, you have to be careful how you translate the words, Avol. Avol means yes, emes. Avol is a very sophisticated word, which means emes. We agree. We are masking. So Vaiter, now you have to add words into the Gemara. So the Rabbanan said to Rebbe Elias, ah, you agree. Kishem she'ein ma'arvin liyoyim echot chetzi al-ladon v'chetzi al-litzofa. Just like you admit to me that you cannot go make two Eruvim for a single day, half east, half west. Kach, likewise, it's the same logic. Ein ma'arvin l'shnei yomim, you cannot make an Eruv for 2 days. Yoyim echot l'mizruv, yoyim echot l'mayruv. In other words, it's kedusha achas. Now we understand the words of the Rabbanon in the Mishnah. Because what did the Rabbanon say? The words of the Mishnah was, Oy ma'ariv l'ruach achas, oy einu ma'ariv kolikar. Those words were not like we thought in the Havamina, that you have to make the Erev in one direction for 2 days. Because if that's what it meant for 2 days, that would be repetitious, because that's what it's going to be saying in the next statement. When it says in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, Oy ma'ariv l'ruach achas, oy einu ma'ariv kolikar, that means on a single day. On a single day, whether it's just Shabbos or just Yom Tov, you only can make an Erev in one direction. Do you agree to that, Rabbi Eliezer? And Rabbi Eliezer, between the lines, says, yeah, of course we agree. Oh, the same way you agree to that concept, you also must agree with us that when we have 2 days back to back, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Shabbos, whatever the case is, you can't go and make two separate Eruvim, because Shabbos, Yom Tov, or Yom Tov, Shabbos is Kedusha Achas. It's like one long continuous day. So that explains what it means in the Mishnah. Okay, Avul al Kishem Shemam Liyamach, Kachal Chasidim Chavadam, Kachal Imarvim, Shayam, Yamach, Yamach, Lemizim, Yamach, Lemar. Period. The Rebbe Eliezer. So how does Rebbe Eliezer deal with this, very, very good question? Poshet. Hasam, what are you comparing? How can you compare the case of one day making a double Eruv in a single day to making two Eruvim on two separate days? We hold that Shabbos Yom Tov is Shtei Kedushos. The Rebbe Eliezer, Hasam Kedusha Achas. There on a single day, the reason why we admit you cannot make a double Eruv is because a single day is one Kedusha. Hocha, Shabbos Yom Tov, Shabbos Beis Kedushos. Okay, so therefore we're in business. So it comes that it's very clear that according to Rebbe Eliezer, he holds that Shabbos Yom Tov are Beis Kedushos, and that's why you can make two separate Eruvim. Don't compare this to the case of a single day making a double Eruv, because everyone agrees a single day is one Kedusha. Now let's go the other reverse. Omar, Lohem Rebbe Eliezer. Now Rebbe Eliezer speaks up to the Chachamim and challenges the Chachamim. Yatem Oidim, don't you Chachamim admit to me? Everyone agrees that if you make an Erev on the first day, we have 2 days. First, now there are two ways you can make an Erev. You can make an Erev by putting down bread at the location where you want to be your Shvisa, or you don't have to put down bread, you can stand there. Okay, you don't have a box of matzah, just go to the border where you want to be kind of your Shvisa when Shabbos begins, when Yom Tov begins, and stand there through the period of Bein HaShemoshos. Let's say Bein HaShemoshos, for argument's sake, is 72 minutes. From the time sunset until Tzei Sakachavim, you'll be Machmer 72 minutes. So sit there, sit down there for 72 minutes and meditate. Bring with you a Mishnayis, learn some Mishnayis, learn a Daf Gemara for 72 minutes, and now you will kind of Shvisa Biraglov. Now what? Now let's say you do that on the first. So we have 2 days back to back. We have Yom Tov leading into Shabbos, Friday Shabbos. If you do it on Friday, you with Beraglov, you don't put down bread. You must come back on the second day Yom Tov and sit there again on the second day Yom Tov and do it again. This is just a lead into the point we want to make. And don't worry, everyone will be completely
gemara. So Yom Tov is only good for one day.
Right. Let's see. There's a lot of things that we're taking for granted. We'll see. You must go back. It's not going to help you for both days. Remember, it's Friday Shabbos. Friday is Yom Tov and Shabbos. If you make the Erev on Friday, you must come back for Shabbos. And furthermore, Necha Leluva B'Yom Rishon. Let's say in the other situation, where instead of being Koine Shvisa by being in that location, you're Koine Shvisa by you're sending a representative. What's the representative? A box of matzah. If you put down your box of matzah Thursday afternoon leading into Friday night, and then get, and it's there the whole Bein Hashmashas, but then suddenly Shabbos afternoon, someone comes along and takes away the box of matzah. Some creature, it consumes the matzah, so it's not going to be present for Friday night going into Shabbos. Nechal Eruva B'yom Rishon Ein Yoytzila B'yom Sheni. You're not allowed to, this person is stuck. Since he was not present there on the second day, Baraglov, or in the second case, the bread disappeared for the second day, he's not allowed to walk there on the second day. Do you, Rabbanan, agree to this concept? Amru lo, the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Eliezer, Avol, Emes. We're masking. This halacha you just taught us 100% accurate. Halach, so what Rabbi Elazar said back, also, even you, Rabbanan, admit that Yom Tov Shabbos are two separate kedushas. Because if you hold that Yom Tov Shabbos is one kedusha, then it's one long day. It's a 48-hour day. Making the Erev, the beginning of the 48-hour day, is good for both days. Why then do you, Rabbanan, require the person to be present in Bein HaShemashos both day one and day two? At both 24-hour, beginning of both 24 hours. Why? If it's one long day. The fact that you admit to me that you must be present both days, or if you're using bread, your bread must be present both days, and if it's not there the second day, you're in trouble, you acknowledge that it's two Kedushos. So if it's two Kedushos, go the next step in the you should be permitted to make two separate Eruvim on day one to the east and day two to the west. So here comes the Gemara's Maskana. Okay, this is critical. We explained this in the Mishnah yesterday. The Gemara says, you're right. The Rabbanan, this is a very powerful Yisrael, very important. We learned the Gemara being the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, when they said that you can only make one Eruv in one direction for both days, all or nothing, it's not because they were 100% certain that Shabbos Yom Tov, Yom Tov Shabbos is one kedusha. The machmir, it's a suffix. Being that it's a suffix, that it is one kedusha. What's the chumrah of it being one kedusha? If it is one kedusha, it's one long 48-hour day. Therefore, if you made the air from the beginning of Thursday night to the east, that's the only Erev that's going to work for both days, for Friday Shabbos. It's a chumrah. But it's not a kula. What do we mean it's not a kula? In the back of their minds, Rabbanan are concerned, maybe really it's two kedushas. L'mayin afkamina, if your bread is not present at your shvisa going into Shabbos, Friday afternoon going into Shabbos, you can carry, you can walk on Shabbos. So when the Rabbanan and the Mishnah said that it's one kedusha, and they told you only can make the Erev in one direction, and it has to be, that's a chumrah, but it's not a kula. And therefore, because they had a suffix, and therefore that's why we agree with you in the second halacha, you must be present at that location both days. Okay, so everything is fine. Shalom al Yisrael. We have here a very nice machlekes. Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Lezer holds clearly, no sveikas. It's two kedushas, afilu lekula. You could make two separate eruvim. Lemizrach ulemarav. The Rabbanan disagree. The machmir. We have a suffix. We have a dilemma. Maybe it's one kedusha. Maybe it's two kedushas. But maybe we have the chumras of both. The erev must be present in both days, and you only can make one erev because we're afraid that maybe what you did erev yom tov, it really works for both days. Okay,
so
next.
Who holds you can make two, Rabbi Eliezer?
Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. We do paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. I take it back. Rabbi Eliezer, yo, we paskin halach l'maisa. You see the aleph in the Mishnah goes to Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Tosh, Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simin Tov Yudvav. Sif aleph, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer that it shtei kedushos yomtiv going into Shabbos. If you wish, you can make a double eruvei to chumin like Rabbi Eliezer. Fight in the Gemara. Amalur Rabbi Eliezer. Next kasha. We're not finished yet. The Rabbanon now are challenging Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, what do you hold? You hold that it's one, that it's two kedushas. Really, if it's two kedushas, therefore I have a following problem. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Yatamoide, don't you admit Shein Ma'arvin Betchila Miyamtif LeShabbos? Now the case of the Mishnah was what? What was the case of the Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer says it's two kedushas, and therefore what you could do is you can make. Let's say it's Friday Shabbos. Friday is Yom Tov, and Shabbos is Shabbos. So what do you have to do? So the Mishnah said, according to Rabbi Eliezer, on Thursday, you can stipulate, I want two Eruvim. And you could even say, I want one on the first day, Friday, I'm going nowhere. I'm going to be Kibbenei Iri. And on Shabbos, I'm going to go east. But here's the catch. You must make this stipulation when? On Thursday. In other words, what happens if you forgot?
Before
Shabbos. What happens if it's already Yom Tov already begins? Again, it's already Friday. And Friday has begun. It's now Friday. It's Thursday night, Friday morning. It's now after davening. You have a nice Yom Tov davening. Friday, you come home from davening 11 o'clock. And you say, you know what? I heard in Shul that there's a Rav coming on Shabbos to give a drasha. Shabbos, Shuvah drasha, Shabbos, Gil drasha, coming in the other direction. Well, it has to be Yom Tov. So you have Yom Tov Shabbos. Yeah, it can't be Shabbos, Shuvah, Shabbos, Gil. I'll take that back. But you know that tomorrow on Shabbos, there's someone coming. There's someone coming in the other direction. So I want to go that direction. So you know what I'm going to do? Since Rabbi Eliezer told me that it's Shtei Kedushos, it's we pass Shtei Kedushos, you know what? I'm going to go and walk. I'm going to walk out to the location. It's Yom Tov. I'm going to walk now to the Tchum, to the boundary, and I'm going to stand there for Bein HaShemoshos. So I'm going to put down bread there, so it'll be there Bein HaShemoshos to make the Erev on Yom Tov. I'm going to prepare the Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Should there be a problem? There's no problem. Put aside Hachana. That we'll get to. But let's talk about just the concept of making an Erev. Now that Rabbi Eliezer has taught us that it's mamash shtei kedushas ad kedei kach, you can make two separate Erev, mamash, one l'mizrach, one l'marav, mikotze l'kotze. So let's say you don't make an Erev at all for Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov you want to go make an Erev for the very first time for Shabbos at shtei kedushas. Yom Tov was new, it's Yom Tov, it passed. Now Shabbos, I want to make an Erev for Shabbos. L'chol, you should be able to stand by the boundary and then do it. So why not? But yet, even Rabbi Eliezer admits you can't make an Erev for the very first time on Yom Tov in preparation for Shabbos. Why not? That seems to indicate that even Rabbi Eliezer admits that it's one Kedusha. And if I don't know if it's one Kedusha. I take that back. It's one Kedusha, but it's not two Kedushas. Because it was mamish two Kedushas, you couldn't do this. You could not make an Erev on Yom, and you could not make an Erev. If it was mamish two Kedushas, you could make an Erev on Yom to four Shabbos. But if here, you're telling me you can't, we got a problem with your Shuk, you have to clarify your opinion. So one more time. You can't make an Erev for the very first time on Friday, the Shabbos. Why? But according to which day Kedusha is, Omar Lohen Avol. I agree. On the mark, what you said is 100% correct. So Rabbanan said, oh, so what do we see? Haloye Kedusha Achasi. It must then be that it's one Kedusha. Now that's a statement which needs a lot of clarification, but let's just right now put that aside and just say it's at least not two Kedushas. It's one Kedusha. And since you did not make the preparation, you did not make your Hachonis on Thursday, going into Friday for Shabbos, it's too late to do so, because once the 2 days begin, once Friday and Shabbos begins, you're in the middle, and if you're in the middle, you can't go and it's going to create a new Erev in the middle. The fact that we see that it's too late to make the Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos, it shows that we're in the middle of one long Kedusha. Haloi Kedusha Achasi. So Rabbi Lez says, no, it's not a Kasha. It's I hold it Shtei Kedushas. You're getting yourself into a sugya from Masechta Beitza. And Masechta Beitza, sugi of Hachana. Rabbi Eliezer Hassam Mishum Hachana. It's Yom Tif. You're not allowed to do a melacha on Yom Tif for Shabbos. Not a melacha, anything. Unless you make an Eruvei Tavshilin. And we're assuming here you did not make Eruvei Tavshilin. If you made an Eruvei Tavshilin, it would be mutter. Lachar would be mutter. We're going when you did not make an Erev Tav Shilin, and if you did not make an Erev Tav, so you're not allowed to do Hachana to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but it's not because of the problem of Shtei Kedushas. As far as that's concerned, it's Shtei Kedushas. You can make a new Erev for Shabbos separately. It's a different Kedusha than Yom Tov.
That's not about Arif, but Erev Ragol, you can do.
No, it's Hachana. You're doing... Yes, even Baraglov. You're going out. The Gemara is going to talk about it. The Gemara is going to discuss
that's
the details. The Gemara is going to go get the saying, and not saying when you come to all that in the Hanani. But right now, let's put that aside. Let's just focus. You're doing, even if you don't say, you're doing something. You're creating a din on Yom Tov in preparation for Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. That is an Isra Hachana. It has nothing to do with the sugya of Shtei Kedushas. Okay? Now, the Gemara discussed this in much more detail. Let's review this. If a person makes an Erev Baraglav B'yom Rishon or a Baraglav B'yom Sheni, it's possible, going back what we just mentioned before, a person, we have two Kedushas, and you bring out your bread there on the first day, and now or Baraglav B'yom Sheni, if you stand in the boundary on the first day, you can go and you can stand there on the second day, no problem. Nechal Eruvai B'yom Rishon Ein Yoytzelah B'yom Sheni Divrei Rebbe. What happens if you're using bread and the bread disappears on the second day? You're not allowed to have no Erev on the second day. Why? So according to Rebbe, we have to go slow here. Rebbe clearly holds, look at the list Rashi on the page. Tareyu kubine iroi divadai shtei kedushois hein ve'ein alof chash sofik. So right now the Gemara has said a mouthful. The Gemara has introduced a third shita in the sugya. We learned the Mishnah Yom Tov Shabbos, Machlekes, Rav Elazar Nechamim, is it Shtei Kedushos? I'm sorry, I take that back. Rebbe is identical to Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, I'm sorry. Rebbe, just like in the Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer says it's Shtei Kedushos. It's exactly what Rebbe says here. Rebbe is parroting the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. You make two separate Eruvin, one for Yom Tov, one for Shabbos, and if your bread is eaten up on one day and it's not there for the second day, so you're going to be home wherever you live. That's where your tchum is going to be for the second day, because Yom Tov Shabbos is Vadai Shtei Kedushas. Exactly what Rebbe Eliezer says. Next, Rebbe Yehudoiner. Now we come into Nushita. Harehu Chamor Gamol. Ah. Oh, Mishita. Now, what's a Chamor Gamol? When you lead a donkey, where do you guide a donkey? A donkey you guide from the... What? The ends, I forgot. Is that how it goes? A donkey is... Yeah? The back? Okay, so you go back. And a Gamol, you lead in front. The Gamol, you lead and guide in front. And a donkey back. So in other words, what do? We give you the Chumas of both. Let's see. Hareze Chamor Gamol. You are limited by the limitations of both of your tchumen. Now, what does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Hareze Chamor Gamol. What's Rabbi Yehuda? Dilma Chod Kedusha. So, in other words, it's a suffix. What Rabbi Yehuda is following the Shita of the Rabbanon. That Yom Tov leading into Shabbos, a suffix of Kedusha Achas, a suffix of Shtei Kedusha, Slamai Nafkamina. So let's say you put out your air for argument's sake, 1,000 amos away from the boundary for the first day. So how far can you travel on the first day? I can travel 3,000 amos east. Right, 3,000, because I put my Erev 1,000 east, and I have another 2,000 amos. So I can travel east 3,000 amos, and west 1,000 amos. Okay, is that clear? I put my Erev 1,000 amos east. that allows me to go east 3,000 amos. 1,000 plus another 2,000.
1,000 amos you go.
What? 1,000 I can go because I put my Erev there. Mm-hmm. Right? So I can go. You, the basic rule is you, wherever your Erev is, you can go 2,000 amos in all four directions. I am kind of shlis in my hometown. I am sitting in my hometown. Where am I kind of shlis? 1,000 amos east. So from where I am to where my Erev is, I'm already using up 1,000 amos of my Erev.
But aren't you being kind of shlis in 1,000 amos east in the city? No.
I'm not being kind. That's exactly the point of Nerev. You're not being kind of shlis in the city. You're kind of shlis where your Erev is. So therefore, where am I? I am sitting in my home. Where is my Erev? My Erev is 1,000 amos east. Where am I kind of shlis? So 1,000 amos east. How far west am I allowed to walk now on Shabbos? West. 1,000 amos. Why only 1,000 amos west? Because I'm already using up 1,000 amos. I'm already away 1,000 amos west from my shlisa. Wherever your Erev is, you can go 2,000 amos in all four directions. If I put my Erev 1,000 amos east and I am now sitting 1,000 amos west of that, I can go west another 1,000 amos. Because going west 1,000 amos will now be a total sum of 2,000 amos where my Erev is. How far
does the Erev work? In the city?
No. On the boundary, outside the city.
Outside the city.
But let's make it very simple. There's no city. Let's make it extremely simple, because getting the city, you're expanding the whole scope. Let's make it, you're not in a city. You're just in an isolated area on the road. Okay, make it very simple. I'm on the road. I put my Erev 1,000 amos east, so I can walk backwards from where I am 1,000 amos, because that's going to be a grand total of 2,000 amos for my shlisa. How much forward can I walk? 3,000 amos. So I can go forward 3,000 amos, right? 1,000 amos to where my Erev is, and then 2,000 amos plus east, and I can go backwards 1,000 amos. I did it on the first day. The second day, my bread got lost. The bread was destroyed, or I did not have a kind of shlisa. So now, where am I kind of shlisa the second day? Wherever I am. How far back can I go? Back west? 2,000 amos. How far east can I go? 2,000 amos. What's the common denominator from today and yesterday? Well, Chumrah, yes, they only can go 1,000 amos west. So I only can go west 1,000 amos. Today, how far am I allowed to go east? 2,000 amos. I'm a chamor gamol. I can go 2,000 amos east, not 3,000 amos, the chumrah of the second day, and I can go 1,000 amos west, the chumrah of yesterday. Okay? Chamor gamol. Why? Why don't we say that it's two kedushas? What was yesterday was yesterday. Today is a new day, so I can go 2,000 amos east, 2,000 amos west. Why am I only going to go 1,000 amos west? Because we have a suffix. Maybe it's kedusha achas, and maybe the Erev that I made yesterday, was for today also. The Erev you make, it's a 48-hour Erev. It's not a 24-hour Erev, it's a 48-hour. So the Erev that I made yesterday really worked for 2 days. But therefore, because we have a suffix, is it Kedusha Achas, is it Shtei Kedushos, we give you the chumrus of both Eruvim. Look at the Rashi. HaRezach HaMar Gomol, Dilma Chodah Kedusha Hi, V'kon Eruvah L'Shnei Yomim, V'hivsit Alpayim Shekin Neged Eruv. Therefore, you lost out 2,000 Amos, which is opposite the Erev. V'kon Le'kon Eklum El Alpayim Shayu Loi B'loi B'loi Eruv Dilma Beis Kedushos Hem Megis Tu Kedushos, V'loi Kon Eruvah El Ol Yoy Mechad V'dinoi Liyos B'Sheini. On the second day, Kibinei Yiroi, so that's what giving you the chumras of both. You can go 2,000 amos forward, and backwards you only can go 1,000 amos.
Okay, but he doesn't have the Erev Eichel there.
Either right, so you don't have anything for the second day. So where are you coming to shlisa? You're not making. That's the case. You did not make an Erev for the second day. You made an Erev for the first day. For the second day, you did not make an Erev. Either the bread was lost, or you did not walk there Baraglav on the second day. So there was an Erev the first day, and there was nothing the second day. So the second day, you coming to shlisa where you are, which gives you 2,000 amos in each direction. The first day, you were coming to shlisa 1,000 amos east. 1,000 amos east. gave you 3,000 amos forward, 1,000 amos backwards. What's the common denominator? 1,000 amos backwards, 2,000 amos forward. Chamor gamol. Why? Suki masafka. We have a suffix. Is it shtei kedushas or one kedusha? Rabbi Hud is the shita of the Chama the Mishnah. Now we come to a new shita. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraka, Oimrim, Eir Baragla Barishain, if you make an Eir Baragla Barishain, Ein Ma'ori Baragla Bashani, if you make an Eir Baragla Barishain, Ein, the Gemara is going to explain this, Ein Ma'ori Baragla Bashani, you cannot make an Eir of, I'm sorry, Ein Tzarech. Okay, Rashi explains you don't need to make an Eir of the second day. You don't have to worry about it because here we are in being introduced to an entirely new Shita that we have not yet learned, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochanan ben Baraka, that it's Vadai Kedusha Achas. If you have 2 days back to back, Yom Tov followed by Shabbos, Shabbos followed by Yom Tov, it's a 48-hour day. A 48-hour Kedusha, you make an Erev for the beginning, it's Chal for the next 48 hours. If the Erev gets lost by the Bein HaShmosh the second day, or you're not present there, it doesn't make a difference, it's fine, you do nothing more you need to do. So Sach HaKol, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah only presents two opinions. We have a Braisa, and the Braisa presents three opinions. Start from the Gemara, I'm a Rav. Halacha Kidalid Zikanim Halalu, the Halacha follows the following. We have yet to say four Zikanim, Valiba de Rebeliezer, all four Zikanim we're about to present are of the opinion, like Rebeliezer, the Yomar, Beis, Kedusha, Sin, we already mentioned, it's Halacha Lamaisa, it's Pas Shulchan Aruch, you have over here the Aleph again, what we have in the Mishnah, like Rebeliezer, then it's Vadai Shtei Kedushois. It's Vadai Shtei Kedushois, you can stipulate to have two different Eruvim, one Lemizrach, one Lemarath. Who are the Dalid Zakenim that follow Rabbi Eliezer? The Elohim Dalid Zakenim, Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel ben Breika, that right away that should ring a bell, because it doesn't make any sense. We just said that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel ben Breika said fakert, that it's Vadai Kedusha Achas. And here the Gemara is saying, Aliba, the Rabbi Eliezer. So right away we're going to get that one moment. The Gemara is going to try to question. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel ben Breika, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer, we know. Rabbi Eliezer, Gzun Tehei, we know. And we have Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon, we never...
It's one person.
Rabbi Shimon, and that's the Rabbi Lozer of the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yosi.
Different Rabbi Lozer.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, fine. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, fine. Sorry. And Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sitim Ta'ah. And Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Stam. The Stam, wherever we have him, Makori Mishra, Rashi says, Makori Masharbe, that many times his Shita is, whenever it says the Mishnah Stam Chachonim, it's the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sitim Ta'ah. That is what Rashi here says. Okay, that's not always true, because sometimes Rabbi Meir, generally is Stam Mishnah's Rabbi Meir, but there are other times Rabbi Gemara is telling us it's also his Shita, when it's Stam Mishnah, it's also refers to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sitim Ta'ah. Some say, Chad Minai Rabbi Elazar, Umapik, we insert Rabbi Elazar without the Yud, not Rabbi Eliezer, he says one of the Zakenim, Umapik Rabbi Yosi, Bar Yehuda, Sitim Ta'ah, and we remove Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sitim Ta'ah. Okay, so the bottom line is, Halacha follows Dalet Zakenim, and the common denominator of the Dalet Zakenim, they all hold Shtei Kedushas. Problem of the four Zakenim was mentioned, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Shimon Yochanan Breika. But those two Zakenim on the top line of this Amud clearly said that's Vadai Kedusha Achas. And that's why you don't even need an Erev on the second day, period. Oh, Vahor, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Shimon Yochanan Breika, Ipcha Shabin and Luhu. They said,
Fakar. Okay, it has to be Kedusha Achas, cannot be two Kedushas. When you have to make the Erev, you have to make the Erev Shabbos. So after 1 day, what are you going to have for the second day? It must be Kedusha.
That's Hachana. That was the Kumariyas that Kashanah.
The second day,
the Gemara asks, okay, you don't have to. If you hold that it's kedusha achas, if you hold it's kedusha achas, like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, you don't. That's exactly the point. You don't need
to
make an
erev. What do you mean to do the second one?
Nothing. You don't need
to
do.
You have to make it an
erev. No, no. You make one erev of the beginning of the 48-hour period, and that's good for 48 hours. Exactly what it said. It said that on top of the page.
Okay.
That's what it said. No problem. But the Gemara is pointing out we have dalad zakenim, and we have a contradiction. The dalad zakenim, we passed on the dalad zakenim. The dalad zakenim all follow the shita shtei kedusha. So what are you talking about? Among the dalad zakenim are Rabbi Shmuel ben Shemach Mercha and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and on the top line of the page they tell that it's kedusha achas. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, the Gemara is
Eibach.
It's a mistake. Eibach, switch it. It's a mistake. Switch the two that you have to go back to the top line of the page. And when it says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Shemachim Berik, Oimrim Erev Lag Berishayin, it's no good. It's no good. It's not going to be. If you only make it the first day, the second day, it's not good. Now, the words, if that's the case, if you're going to switch it, ihachi hainu Rebbe. It doesn't make any sense then, because that's exactly what Rebbe. Remember, go back to Amud Aleph.
Okay.
Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan. Eide beragla b'yom rishon, beragla b'yom sheni. Shnechal eru b'yom rishon, ein yoytzi alav b'yom sheni. Divrei Rebbe. Because Rebbe Lezer holds that it's shtei kedushos. Shtei kedushos. It's no good. Then we had Rebbe Yehuda Imer, hareze chamal gomo. I have a suffix. Because I have a suffix, I gotta give me machmer, give me both. Then Rabbi Shmuel ben Shemach ben Baraka, Oimrim Eir Baragla B'Yerushain, Ein Ma'ori Baragla B'Sheni. It means it's no good. Not Ein Oitzarech, like we thought in the Hava Mina, Epoch, it's no good. If it's no good, it's because that it's Shtei Kedushas. If it's Shtei Kedushas, it's not a new Shita. It's exact same thing as Rabbi, Hainu Rabbi. Same thing as Rabbi. So the Gemara says,
okay, Rabbi, you have to make Kedushas according to Rabbi. Let's finish the Gemara.
Let's just finish two more lines. Ihacha Hainu Rebbe. So he's saying exactly the same thing as Rebbe Shtei Kedushos. The Gemara says, Ema v'chein in achnam, you have to change the girsa. If you don't change the girsa, you have to add one more word. The Gemara v'chein Omar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that and Yoshua Baruch Hu Baruch, like Rebbe, that it's vadai Shtei Kedushos. It's two Kedushos. And if you make an air for one day and you don't make for the second, The second day, you're out. You're stuck. You're stuck. You cannot. You're going to be kibenei ira. You're going to be like the people of your city, because the erev you made for the first day is for the first day, and the second day you're sitting in your home. So you get the tchum of the people of your home where you live. What's the problem?
What mean? You mean talking about erev tchumim or erev chatzeros?
Tchumim.
Okay. You. This means you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos.
2,000 amos. Yes.
Okay. You already ran or went to 2,000 amos?
No. Sitting in the home.
Okay.
For the first day, you put out an erev tchumim.
And the second one, you
did nothing. You did nothing. No, the second day, you didn't put out the bread. The second day, you sat in your house.
Yeah.
So for the first day, your tchum is where your bread is.
Okay.
2,000 amos where your bread is. And the second day, your tchum is where you are, at home.
Let's say you didn't take a book. Let's say you didn't take a book at all. So second day, you're not allowed to use it on the first day?
No, the second day, you cannot use what you put down for the first day. What the erev you made for the first day is only for the first day, and for the second day you have nothing. And you regularly, you live 2,000 from your home. Let's go weiter.
You're thinking
of the halacha, not the gemara. The gemara says, why? Now here's the gemara's next kasha. What's going on now? Now we have here a list. The halacha is like kedalid zakenim. Kedalid zakenim. What about Rebbe? There's a fifth zaken, Rebbe. Rebbe also says in the Braisa that shtei kedushas. The lech of Nami Rebbe, the Gemara is Rebbe Tanu Lovelo Savlo. When Rebbe taught the halacha in the Braisa, that was not Rebbe's personal opinion. Rebbe was telling us what other people say. Rebbe was reflecting the opinion of the Dalad Zakenin. He was not telling his personal opinion. Velo Savlo. Rabbah, that's the case. So Rabbanu Nami Tanu Lovelo Savlo. If that's the case, so the Rabbanu referring to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabban, the Gemara here is calling the Rabbanon Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel ben Yochanan ben Breika. How do you know that these two Rabbanon, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that the opinion that they're stating is their personal opinion? Just like you're telling me that Rabbi is not stating his personal opinion, he's stating what others say, so maybe these two Rabbanon are not stating their personal opinion. The Gemara says, Gemara Gomorrah, we have a tradition in Achnami, we have no proof to this. It's nothing more than a Messiah. We have a Messiah, a tradition, that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Yochanan ben Breika, when they said that it's Shtei Kedushos, they were stating their personal opinion. Rebbe never said his personal opinion. Rebbe Kedarkai was always quoting from other people.
Who are the other two Zakenim in the list?
Other two Zakenim was Rabbi Elazar or Mapik Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah Sitimta, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon.
So how many is that all together?
Totally, we have five. But the Gemara is saying the reason why we're not counting Rebbe is because Rebbe wasn't really saying his own opinion. Rebbe was telling, when Rebbe in the Braisa on Amud Aleph, when Rebbe said that Shtei Kedushos, Rebbe was telling us a opinion. He was not stating his personal opinion.
And what about Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah?
Those Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah. The Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. Halacha Kedalit Zakenim. Rabbi Eliezer, right. These four following. So that concludes the Gemara we have here, Lamaskana. Lamaskana, there are three. What do you take out of this Gemara? Lamaskana, you take out three different shitas. There's a shita that it's Vada Yoima Arichta, Yom Tif and Shabbos, Kedusha Achas. It's one Kedusha. The male, you make one Erev Tchumen, and that Erev Tchumen lasts for 48 hours.
Because this is one shita.
No? Second shita, it's Vada Shtei Kedushas. And therefore, it only lasts for how long? For 24 hours. And if you don't make another one for the second day?
You cannot do it.
What do you mean you cannot?
What are you going to make in advance?
In advance, before.
You make 4 months for this?
Yes, you make on Thursday, you put down one for Friday, and one for Shabbos. That's right, two.
The Jewish style, okay.
One for Friday, one for Shabbos. And therefore, if you want, you can make for Friday East, and for Shabbos West. Mikotze el kotze, shtei kedushos legamri, and then there's the third sheet. The third sheet is that it's a suffix. Suffix. Maybe it's one kedusha, maybe it's two kedushos. L'may nafgemina. And if you make one east and you make one west, you're stuck in between. You have the chumus of both. The chumus of both. If you put the example that we gave was if you put your Erev of 1,000 amos east. So what does that give you? 1,000 amos east, 3,000 amos east, and 1,000 amos west. If on the second day you fail to make another Erev, we have to be machmir.
So what's the suffix over here?
The suffix is maybe it's one kedusha. If it's one Kedusha on the second day, you can go 3,000 Amos east and 1,000 Amos west. Or maybe it's two Kedushas. And since on the second day you did nothing, so where is your Shvitza? So where you are? If where you are, where can you travel where you are? 2,000 Amos east, 2,000 Amos west. What's the common denominator? 1,000 Amos west and 2,000 Amos east. That's a suffix. Okay, we have to go weiter. We have three different shitas. That's what comes out of the Gemara. Halach is Rabbi Eliezer, Dalet Zakenim, and Rebbe is Aliba saying, he's not saying his personal opinion, but the Dalet Rabban and Gemara Gemirila. New Gemara. Kinoch Nav Sheid Rav Huna, when Rav Huna was Nifter, Ayel Rav Chisla Lememra Derav Adarav. After Rav Huna was Nifter, Rav Chisla Anthony posed the following contradiction in the two members of Rav. Me on Rav, Halach, Rebbe Dalet Zakenim. What did Rav say? And why did Rav Huna was, because Rav Huna was alive, Rav Huna was able always to no one can challenge Rav. No one, he fought the battles of Rav. There were no sveikas in Rav as long as Rav Huna was alive. Rav Huna defended Rav, but when the guardian was down, then Rav was open to trouble. Rav now they analyzed his teachings and there was no one to come and defend Rav. Rav. So long comes Rav Chista to pose a stira derava derav. Rav, did Rav really say halacha kedalid zikhenim elibrabiyabilezer? Yom hashtek dushen veitma Shabbos v'yamtiv. You have Shabbos back to back. Shabbos v'yamtiv back to back. Rav, Rav says nolda bezeh asur bezeh, an egg that was laid on one day. It's laid on Shabbos.
First day, yeah.
The first day you can't eat it on. You can't now. An egg that's laid is muksa. It's the ultimate muksa. Why is it muksa? Noilat. What's noilat mamish? We have a concept that if something changes form on Shabbos, if the male arrives, it's called noilat, right? The all different examples came from outside the tchum. It came from things which are created on. An egg is laid. That's the ultimate noilat. Literally, it's been born. So an egg that's laid on one day is awesome. If you hold that 48-hour day, Yom Tov and Shabbos. Shabbos is 48 hours, so it makes sense. An egg that's laid on Shabbos is awesome for the next 48 hours. It's one long day. But if you hold that it's two different kedushas, so it was muksa, it was noilat on Shabbos. Yom Tov is a new day. It's a new day. Noilat is only bo bayom. Bo bayom. So it should be mutter. So what do Rav say? Beitza shenolda b'shabbos asura b'yomtiv. Therefore Rav is indicating that it's one long kedusha. We have a stira. When it comes to tchumin, it's shtei kedushas. You have to have two separate eruvim. When it comes to noilat, it's one kedusha. The middle of the bezeh asura bezeh. Amar Rabba, it's not a kasha. Chosam mishum hachana. Not a kasha. The NS is it's two kedushas. But if the bay is nulled on Shabbos, the egg being born on Shabbos for it on this day itself, it's also the thing is the lumbus. So it's a difficult lumbus, not so similar lumbus. The egg is born on Shabbos, and Shabbos is also it's noilat. So when is the next earliest time that this egg would be mutter? Tomorrow. So that means that the event that happened today is only a preparation for tomorrow. And just like everyone knows that you're not allowed to be making, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos because of Hachana, unless you make an Erev Tav Shilin. So just the act of giving birth to an egg, laying an egg on one day, even besides the fact that it's Osir on Bo Bayom because of Noilat and Muksa, but for tomorrow it's also going to be Osir, not because of Muksa, but because of this concept of Hachana. The fact that it was born today, the next earliest time when it will be available, that be permitted, will be tomorrow. So what's happening today is Achana for tomorrow, son of Kasha. So he came, Rabba came to defend Rav. The Amethyst Shtei Kedusha. So I'm Rabba, Chasim Mishim Achana, the Tanya. He was on Friday. On Friday, you shall pay the money for Shabbos. Make a drasha that the only time you have a chana is mutter is Friday for Shabbos. Friday is choil. Shabbos kodesh. Choil mechin. Okay, so therefore we're back and back. We save. We have defended Rav. Now we have another kasha. Here's the kasha. How does one prepare? Now that you're introducing, the Gemara has opened up now for us a whole new world. Now that you're telling me the something called Hachana, let's learn according to Rabbi Eliezer. Gesundheit. Rabbi Eliezer, shtei kedushas. With shtei kedushas, you have to make two eruvim. Let's say you're going to make an eruv with your feet. A case of the way, so malicha berishain. Take the bread there. Let's talk about bread first. Bring the bread Thursday afternoon. Machshechalav. And wait until it gets dark. Wait until Friday night begins. V'noitloi. Pick up the bread and take it home. Ubala, now you can walk in that direction. Walk in that direction on Yom Tov. Ubala, come back home. Now here's the kasha. Then make sure you come back Friday afternoon and put the bread there Friday. That's achana. Didn't you ask this question before when we started? That's achana. Now the Gemara is, look, you tell me there's something called achana. How are you allowed to come back Friday afternoon and put the bread back over there for the next day? B'sheni, machshech lavi oichloi, uboloi. Ha'kar mechin miyom tev l'shabbos. How can you come back there Friday afternoon and put it there and wait until Shabbos begins the next day? So the Gemara now says an incredible chiddush. Omole Rabba Misavarta Soif Hayom Koine Koine Eruv Tchilas Hayom Koine. Now, what exactly is the Hachana? Now, I told you very innocently, which the Gemara is going to discuss in a moment also, walking there is the Hachana. I'm walking there, putting the bread down. That's the Hachana. No, that's not Hachana. That's not Hachana, right? That's not Hachana. The Hachana is the Chalois, the Kenyan. The Gemara in the Havmin is making an assumption that when does the Eruv begin? When you make an Eruv Tchumen to walk more than 2,000 Amos, at which moment does it become? When does Hachana begin? When does the Eruv begin? Eruv. No, when Halak is an Eruv. The Gemara. When does the Eruv? The Gemara assumes now the Eruv is activated the very last moment of Erev Shabbos, the day before. Not the beginning of the next day. Bein Hashmoshes. That's the way Chazal. Right, Halakas Neris is. No, Halakas is before Bein Hashmoshes. Halakas Neris is. He's saying good. It's not a Pasha. But the point is that it's before the next day. It's before the next day. It's the last moment of Friday. If that's the case, since the activation of the halachic, okay, it's alumnus, the halachic activation of the Erev is taking place the day before. This is the real Hachana. I am creating, it's Shtei Kedushos, Mam Shtei Kedushos. I make an Erev for Thursday. When is the Erev for Thursday activated? For Friday? When is Erev Friday activated? Thursday, the last moment of Thursday. Right? It's always the day before. To Shtei Kedushos. When is the Erev for Shabbos activated? The last moment of Friday. So when I make the Erev on Friday, it's Mamish Hachana for Shabbos. I'm making a Chalois Erev on Friday in preparation for Shabbos.
So what's wrong with this?
Hachana!
Hachana, so what's the problem?
Hachana! Anything, any Chalois, any success that you do, it's a success. You've done something. You've accomplished a halach. You make a bracha. Asher kedushon b'mitzvahs zvanol mitzvahs Erev. You've accomplished something very great. When? Friday. The last moment of Friday in preparation for Shabbos. So the problem is just like when it comes to an egg, dates are no longer beyond the Zasim Shabbos. So how could you say that it's Shtei Kedushos and you have to make a double Erev? But when is the Erev going to be Chal on Friday for Shabbos? So you're doing something on Friday in preparation for Shabbos Achana. So the Gemara says a very, very important. You say, let me say the Erev, and this you must know this. You can throw in the whole Masechta. You got to know this. No, it's not true. When is the Erev Chal? The very first moment of Shabbos. That's the Gemara's Mascha. The mail, it's not Hachana. But I put the bread there. Putting the bread there, the Gemara is going to say is no big deal. You put the bread there, that's not called the Hachana. It's everything is there. Shabbos begins, the first moment of Shabbos. So I have not really done anything significant on Friday in preparation for Shabbos. Misovar, Amalei Rabba, Misovarta, Soif Hayoim, Koine Erev. Soif Hayoim, Koine Erev. Techilas Hayoim, Koine Erev. The Shabbos, Mechina La'atzma. In other words, if that's the case, Elamiyata, Yarvu Belogin. If that's the case, so why then? We have a halacha. You should be able to make an Erev and then this is the sugya. Let me tell you outside this very quickly. The sugya outside. Let's say you have a container of wine, and the container of wine is the container itself is a sheni. Okay, it's the utensil is tummy. It's tummy.
Oh.
What's that? What the container, very quickly, the container is tummy. It's a sheni. What did you do with the tummy? You put it in the mikvah. It's an avatoma. It's the real deal. It's tummy, avatoma, serious tummy. What did you do? You put it in the mikvah. Wonderful. Put it in the mikvah. Is it tahar?
With the iron in it?
No. Let's say just you have an empty utensil. Empty utensil is tummy. You take the utensil, it's tummy, it's an avatar, you put it in the mikvah. So what happens? You put the utensil in the mikvah.
What's the utensil?
Men, a utensil, a kli.
A kli.
You put a kli in the mikvah. No. And the kli becomes, is the kli tahar? What's the halacha? No, an avatoma that's immersed in the mikvah needs Herev Shemesh. the derech. So in the meantime, what is the kli? In the meantime, it's a sheni. When you take an av hatumah and you put it in the mikvah, it becomes a sheni. That sheni disappears when the day is over. When the stars come out, the first Mishnah in Shas, b'shosh shakhayim nechnasim lecha b'trimasan, when the stars come out, then the tumah departs 100% tar.
So now, when do you put it in the mikvah? Before Hakadosh Hashem?
You put it in the early in the morning.
Early
9 o'clock in the morning.
And let it sit there.
And you let it sit there. So from 9 o'clock in the morning until sunset, until Seitz HaZachav, it's a sheni. In the meantime, you fill it up with tevel. Okay, tevel is chulin. And then what do you say? Here's the thing. I want to designate everything in this. Now, is tevel mutar be'achila? No. Can you use tevel for eruv tchumin? No. Why not? It's not edible. Tevel is, you're not allowed to use tevel. Are you allowed to use truma and meiser for eruv tchumin? Farish mishta, yes. Even though it's not fifth mitzvah for a kohen, I can use truma meiser. So what do you want to say? You know what? I have here a barrel of tevel. I want to designate the tevel as it should be truma. You know, this was tevel, so I have a lot of tevel. Everything in this barrel shall now be truma and meiser. What's the problem by doing that? Truma and meiser can become a shlishi. Shuma can become a shlishi. The kli is a sheni until tzeisak lechavim. So a sheni can make what's inside the kli into a shlishi. So you're not allowed to designate what's in the kli, in the utensil, then the kli as truma until tzeisak lechavim. Because if you designate what's in the kli as truma while it's still day, then you have contaminated your truma. It becomes truma, and a truma can become a shlishi if it comes in contact with the sheni, and the kli is a sheni until tzeisak lechavim, so the kli is going to contaminate the truma, make it into a shlishi. So when is the earliest time you can designate what's inside the kli as truma? After tzeisak lechavim.
How can you ever do that? Because inside the keli won't get full of water
you matar an empty kli, empty.
No, it's not
and then you filled it up. You then filled it up. It was empty. When you were matar, it was empty. It's a sheni. You then filled it up with tevel. And now you want to designate the tevel you want to make.
Before
it says sakachav, during the day. It's tevel. Tevel is not makabel tumah. Tevel from a sheni. You want to make it into truma, but if you make it into truma, it's going to become a shlishi. So when is the earliest time you can make it into truma? At night. Tzeisak lechavim. Because tzeisak lechavim becomes tar. So the halach is you can't. It's too late. Why is it too late? Now that you've taught me this chiddush, this important yesod, that the eruv tchumen begins in the beginning of the day, so you should say, I want to make it tonight. That the earliest moment, the beginning of the day, that same moment when the Erev works, is when it should have a din of truma. And at that moment in time, you're allowed to make it into truma, because now the kli is tar, it's after tzeisak lechavim, there's no problem. The Gemara is going to give an answer, we'll go this tomorrow, we're running out of time. The Gemara is going to answer that you need both. The air of works is triggered, the combination soif hayom leading into the beginning of the yom. It has to be roy the entire tkufa and every time. Good, we'll pick this up again tomorrow. We want to wish a refuah shlema to Rav Ruvain. We have he's having surgery tomorrow, and we have a refuah shlema. Everything should go well. Rav Ruvain Gerber.
Oh, I know.
It should go well. Everything should go well. Refuah yes. Shlema. Everything should be okay.
Shalom.
Okay.